views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Happy Monday, everybody. Long time no hear. I have been on a little bit of a vacay the last couple of weeks, the last couple of Mondays. So I hope you enjoyed the encores there if you were listening in. And I hope you had a great Memorial Day week and weekend and are still continuing the celebration because summer is upon us, oddly enough. It's crazy how time is flying. But I'm glad to be back. And we have a really awesome awesome show today to bring in June and bring in the summer. And I want to start by talking about environment and space, because we're going to really be exploring that topic today with our guest. As a highly sensitive soul, my environment and my space can make such a and then, you know, put such a reflection on how I feel every day. So if I walk into my apartment, which let's imagine this here, I've been living in this small one bedroom apartment in Midtown Manhattan in a pre-war building with my husband for the last 3 years. So we have totally got to a place where we're growing out of this thing. And if I come in and there is clutter, I immediately feel cluttered myself. And so Adam, my husband, has learned at this point, if I'm ever agitated or if I'm reacting and he's not sure where it's coming from, he's always like, maybe we should tidy up. And it always helps. So today, my special guest is a really awesome woman. And let's also tie this into how we can all be tied. I was really great friends with our guest's sister in high school. And she and I both now have created these small businesses, these healing businesses, using and leading from the divine feminine. And her name is Katie Coratori. She came and she started in the PR world. And she turned that lifestyle, which, you know, she loved and was into, but was very stressful, and decided to make a hard right turn into a different field, which was holistic health and holistic lifestyle, putting a main emphasis on organization. And, you know, she really created a hybrid of how much your health has to do with your sacred space and your living environment and how it's all relative. So now she combines this holistic health coaching with organization, and it's really about to embark on humongous things. So without further ado, Katie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's been a while since I've been on the radio, but I was a regular caller on WRNJ. I don't know if you listened to that when we were younger, but oh. I used to win a lot of prizes.
Oh, so you were one of the people that like was avid caller number 99 had to win.
Yep. They would play like 3 second clips of a song, and you had to know the song title and artist, which I was surprisingly good at for a little kid, or maybe my mom was helping me. I don't really remember.
Maybe you were cheating. Who knows? Well, now you're on the radio for a total different thing. You're not winning anything. You're helping other people, you know, understand and be showered by this awesome mission you have. So I ask the same question at the start of every show. I'm dying to know, what journey or what steps or what, you know, different lessons in your life led you to owning your shine, to owning this true calling of yours?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say that it started with, you know, as you mentioned, I worked in fashion PR for 7 years, and I just got to a place where I was working a lot. And when I had started out, it was really something that I loved to do. And it really energized me. The work energized me. Everything was really exciting. And I was learning a lot and meeting new people. And then it kind of like shifted over time to a point where it wasn't so energizing to me anymore. I was feeling stressed out all the time. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't eating well. I didn't have any time, like literally any time or space for myself in my life. And I know a lot of people in New York can relate to that really fast-paced, crazy lifestyle. But I guess just in, it was actually a really kind of a big moment. I quit my job and I knew I wanted to study nutrition because I had this sense, you know, this is something that I learned. My mom is a nurse and she really used to talk about this a lot. And I really felt strongly that there's a big tie between what we're eating and how we're feeling. And so I decided to explore that and to learn a little bit about, you know, holistic health. And I got certified as a health coach. And then I went on to explore organizing as well. And I got certified as a professional organizing. And now what I'm really, as you mentioned, what I'm really passionate about is just this tie between environment and our health, and just creating awareness about our energy and like creating a deeper awareness and a greater understanding with people around what energizes and depletes them. Because I think that's what I've been really passionate about for myself in the last few years. And I think when you do have a better understanding of those things, you can start to recognize the things around you that, you know, the people, the places, the practices, the foods that are either energizing or depleting you, and just go towards the ones that are energizing and nourishing. And I think that just creates a really beautiful and easy life that way.
You know, I love that because I love the idea of, okay, because sometimes it's really not the easiest thing to understand what, you know, what makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good. And when you're thinking about energy, that's something we can really, it's easy to comprehend. It's easy to, you know, understand what elements in our life. So does that lifestyle choice make you feel energized or do you feel exhausted at the end of the day? And so if you, you know, create or lead or ask yourself, okay, what aspects of my life are really boosting my energy? What are depleting me? It really, I can see where it can really help your clients. So, you know, You mentioned that the work you do, you can summarize it in a word. What is that word?
Energy, for sure. Yeah. I think energy, because I think that, you know, when I'm working with my clients, like I'm typically working with them on creating routines around food or movement or self-care practices or physically organizing their environments. And I'm always focusing on like what's going to, you know, create the most energy for my clients, like in terms of, are you drinking enough water? Like which foods work best for your body? You know, which practices work for you. And these things change over time too. And that's something that I really appreciate now, that I didn't so much when I was younger, but that it's not just like one time you figure all this out and then you know it for the rest of your life. Like whether it's your movement routine, I used to be a big runner and, now I don't like running as much and I really love yoga. So it's like, what is going to nourish and energize your body at like different stages of your life? And you don't have to just like pick the one thing or the one thing that people tell you, or the news is telling you, or your best friend's telling you that you need to do. It's more about like tapping into, your intuition and like figuring out what's right for you. And then like trusting that, like that could change over time, but you'll be able to figure it out. You'll be able to figure out what's the best thing, you know, at a later date too.
You know, absolutely. I think that, you know, a lot of times with my own clients, you know, they'll we'll figure something out. And then later in our program, a couple months later, they're like, wait a second, this doesn't work anymore. What happened?
Yeah.
And there is this idea of being open and embracing the fact that we're always changing and we're always evolving. And we don't, you know, just because maybe we think we figured out one thing, it's going to change again. And being okay and accepting of that, because, you know, we have a whole life, God willing, universe willing, to figure ourselves out. We don't have to, you know, nail it, you know, and then that's it for the rest of our lives. And it's being open to, okay, running once worked for me, but now I'm more into gentle, flowing exercise like yoga. Yeah.
Yep. And it works with your environment too. You know, I think that right now, something that I'm sort of going through and what I'm working on is creating an environment at home. Again, like just like you, I'm in a pretty small apartment with my boyfriend and sort of like almost bursting at the seams the same way, but I'm trying to create an environment now that I'm working full time from home that I can feel really good about working in as well as living in. And so, you know, I'm considering different options. I'm considering the idea of maybe working elsewhere, or what can I do to create an environment that feels really good for me to work in and really inspiring and beautiful and motivating and is going to help me to feel connected to myself. And so I am a Gemini. I was at a women's circle last night and we were talking about how the Gemini energy kind of like always is looking at different options. So I'm kind of like considering those different options right now. I think it just fits with being that it's June. But yeah, I think it's great to consider all your options when it comes to your movement, your food, your environment, and then just sort of settle into what's right for you.
When we get back, we're going to be dipping into that word sacred and creating the sacred space, the sacred ritual, and how it can really help us shine and thrive and feel energized in our life. All right. So, and also anyone who's got questions, use the live feedback or give us a buzz at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. All right. When we come back, more with Katie Couratore and more with Shine On Radio. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio on this lovely Monday. Okay. Yeah, if you're new to Shine On Radio, just tuning in, this show is all about celebration of self and celebrating people who have maybe broke the societal norms and decided to follow their true calling with a small business or a mission or a passion project, you name it. And I have one of them on the show today, Miss Katie Coratore, certified health coach and professional organization expert. So, Katie, let us know before we start diving in again how we can get in contact with you and your latest events.
Absolutely. So easiest way to reach me is by email, and that is wellnesswithkatie@gmail.com. K-A-T-I-E is how you spell my name. And that is the quickest and easiest way to get in touch with me. And then if you want to follow along on social media, I am Katie Coratore Health and Wellness on Facebook. You can search for me there. And I love to post kind of like what I'm up to in the kitchen and my organizing projects and all of that. And then visually, you can find me at Katie Coratore on Instagram. And I will be traveling this summer. I'm going on a road trip out to Calgary and back. So I'll be taking the wellness party and the organizing party on the road, and there'll be lots of fun stuff going on. So follow along on social media. And yeah, the other exciting thing I have going on is I'm going to be doing a group program on energizing your chakras in the fall. So if that's something that appeals to you, then email me and I'll make sure to get you information and get you on the list.
It seems exciting for me.
Yeah.
I love that.
Get you on the list too, Cal.
All right. I'll be there. All right. So let's talk about the word sacred, sacred ritual, sacred space. So I know for myself, if we're talking about energy and what energizes me, I've found that I need to start my day in the same way. And I call it my sacred morning. I am a morning person. I am a total, my energy and my creativeness happens in the morning for me. At night, I'm a total dud. So in the morning, every morning, I wake up and the first thing I do, it seems silly, is I smile.
I love that.
And I breathe. And before I touch my cell phone or any computer or any digitalized anything, I read a chapter of a book, something I'm reading, and then I meditate for 5 minutes while I coconut oil pull, and then I'll have my lemon water and tea, and then the rest of the world can hit me and I'm back into it. But if I do not start with creating that space, that container, then other things will happen in my life. I'll get frazzled. It affects my relationship to food. It affects my energy. It affects my coaching. And it also affects my relationship to like indulgences. Like, then I'll rely on coffee, or I'll rely on, you know, oh, the end of the night glass of wine sounds extra great right now. And that's usually because I didn't set up that calming container. So please divulge. Do you do that, one? And two, why do you think creating the sacred space is so important when it comes to energizing us?
Yeah. So I do, is the answer to the first question. I think morning and evening rituals are really important, especially because I feel like something that I talk to a lot of people about that they struggle with is sleep. So not only the morning ritual, but the evening ritual too. And so what I actually do, the first thing I do in the morning, I'll tell you a little bit about what mine looks like, is I pour myself like a huge thing. I have a big BPA-free Nalgene, 32 ounces, and I pour myself a huge thing of water, and I'll put some ice in it. I'll do half of a lemon, some aloe vera gel, which is really great for digestion, and sometimes I'll put liquid chlorophyll in there too. And for me, this is just like a really great way to like get my body moving and like wake up my system. And I sort of have made a ritual around it so that it is the first thing I do. And it's a little bit more special than just like pouring water from the tap, and downing it, which it can be a little bit boring. So it's a little bit more of like a special ritual for me. And then after that, I will go into meditation. Sometimes at the very least, I'll do 5 minutes. If not, you know, maybe something a little bit longer, 10 or 15, but at the very least, I'll do, you know, 5 minutes of meditation. Sometimes I'll do some journaling after that. And that's pretty much at that point I would start my day. But I agree with you, Kelly, just that it is really important to treat this space as sacred, whatever it is for you. It works really well for me, and I think for a lot of people, to do it first thing in the morning. But even if it's not first thing in the morning, just to create that space in your day that's just for you, and for you to connect with yourself and check in and breathe and slow down and sort of just be introspective about like what's going on. I know journaling does really help me to kind of connect with myself and my emotions, and to understand sort of like taking, you know, my temperature emotionally and figuring out what's going on. And then it's easier for me to proceed. And the other thing that I do is I also work with, my planner is the Danielle Laporte planner. I love that too. So that really helps. And then I think that the second question you asked was just why this is important, right?
Yeah.
And also the other thing I'll say too, is that that's like the formula that I usually follow. That's what usually works for me most of the time. But just like I was saying before, how sometimes like it'll be a different time of life or just a different week and other things are going on. So I also will flow with that, because sometimes like if I'm feeling like I need a little bit more connection with Chris, my boyfriend, like, so maybe he gets up before me. So maybe I'll get up a little bit earlier and we'll have breakfast together.
Right.
You know, and I'll do that for like a week or so at a time, if like we're not able to see each other, you know, at night or something like that. Or, you know, sometimes I'll just really feel like I just need to kind of like make a cup of tea and go out for a walk because I'm really craving like some air and sunshine. So then maybe that will be the way I start my day. So the, you know, the water and the meditation and the journaling is what usually works for me. And that's kind of my go-to, but then I also will, I'll deviate from that if I feel like I need something else. And yeah, I think it's so important to have this, because I think just like what you're just saying, it's all about like creating space for ourselves. And if we don't feel like we have space for ourselves, then we are going to start feeling like we kind of need to treat ourselves in another way. And it's not always, you know, the things that are good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. And that's actually a great point when you think about it. When you don't treat if you're not finding this like healthy sort of treating ourselves, then we're going to look for it in other places. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Also, you know, sometimes there's this feeling like, well, that's not as fun as the other thing, you know. But when you're talking about your water, right? Because some people dread the idea of drinking water. We know we have to, but sprucing it up, making it fun, and making it exciting and making it really special. So, you know, something as simple as getting your water down and making it not just water, putting it in a special glass or adding liquid chlorophyll or adding the aloe and making it really almost exotic and awesome. Okay, cool. Yep. And now, you know, we're going to have to take a break before we explore all of this, but let's tie this into organization. I would describe my life and the way I organize as something called organized clutter. And it works really well for me because I'm not very, I'm not completely like my desk. Some people can like clear their desk and everything's hidden. I have stacks and things, but it works for me. You know, before we go to break, what is your two cents on organization? Can it be, is it like one way or no way, or is it what you define as, you know, with what works for you?
It's absolutely what works for you. I think, you know, and that's one of the benefits of, you know, working with someone who will help you to create a system that works for you and not just kind of like following rules or guidelines, because that's exactly what I do with my clients. I will go into their homes, their offices, their kitchens, their closets, and it's never the same. The organizing never looks exactly the same because no two people are the same and no two homes are the same and their goals are not the same in life and their interests and their families and their schedules. So it's really about what is going to work best for you and what's going to support you and help you to feel energized by your environment.
All right. So when we get back, more with what inspires Katie and what her tips on how we can make organization seem a little less daunting. I know a lot of us dread it, including myself. All right. So we'll be right back after this break. Hear you in a second.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Back with Shine On Radio, we're talking all about organization and creating sacred space. And let me tell you a little tidbit about me and my flaws, which, you know, I love them. I love my flaws, you know, it's all good. We all have them. So I noticed that I do this in terms of organization. So I will have these epic times where I go through my closet, armoire thing, and I organize it to a point where it's like, wow, I can see everything. This looks so good. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel lighter. And then I consciously say to myself, like, let's keep this up, Kel. It feels good. Keep it up. And then I'll do laundry again and it all messes up. I can't keep it consistent. Katie Couratore is here, organizational expert, holistic health coach. She's made a hybrid of those. What would you say for a person like me? I know I'm not the only one where I can't seem to keep up a habit when it comes to keeping my clothes and keeping a lot of stuff just in the healthy organization that I like to. Maybe it's a reflection of myself. Who knows? Tell me.
Yeah, no, one of the things that I do that has worked really beautifully for me is taking like 10 minutes at night before I go to bed to just put everything away. Like I make sure, like I did this last night and I had, and it's not that I'll do it perfectly all the time, but when I do, I'm telling you it works. So I had still a bag from Memorial Day weekend that I hadn't unpacked. And so last night I kind of took 10, 15 minutes and just really put away all my clothes and kind of just finished, you know, cleaning up the kitchen. And it's something I think I took away from a Gretchen Rubin book. Have you read her books?
I have. I read The Happiness Project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was one of the tips she had in there. And I've really put that into play in my life. And so that's a big one that really works well for me. And then also just like a practical tip that I also use is keeping a box or a shopping bag either in your bedroom closet or in a hallway closet or by your door, anywhere that's going to work for you that you'll remember to use it, where you can just kind of start to collect things on a daily basis that you don't want or need. Mm-hmm. Because I think it does become really overwhelming when we aren't doing it on a regular basis, just like anything else. You know, it's just like, I kind of like to think of it in this way, that we're looking at our environment and our possessions as a daily practice. So something more like that you're always kind of coming back to, and it doesn't have to be perfect, just like you would consider like a yoga or a meditation or a mindfulness practice. But I like this idea of like thinking of it in that way. And then I think it becomes easier because you don't have to think like, oh my gosh, I'm so bad at this. Like it's not good or bad. It's just, you're going to keep coming back to it when you see that something's not working or, you know, this isn't feeling right for me, how everything looks right now, or I can't get to things that I need to get to. And yeah, I think also just really being mindful and aware of letting things go as soon as you know that they're no longer needed. So if you are in your closet and you try on a shirt and it just doesn't feel right, or you don't like how you look in it, or the tag is itchy, like let it go and get something that makes you feel beautiful and like feels great on your skin. And so just like put it in a donation bag right away. You know, don't throw it on the floor or throw it back like in your closet where you're just going to have to kind of keep repeating the same thing over and over again. And it's a process for sure. So it's a practice and a process, but just getting better at like letting things go and allowing, you know, the things that will support you to come into your life. And then I think also the other thing is just making it a celebration. I'm kind of exploring this whole idea of really making everything like celebration over stress. So, you know, letting it go and then finding something that is, you know, a celebration for you. So finding something really beautiful to wear instead and celebrating how great you feel, or, you know, if it's just, you have too many of something in the kitchen, letting it go and celebrating that space that you created.
I love this idea of organization and, you know, tidying, let's say your environment as a daily practice. I feel like it can be, sometimes we see it as this seasonal thing. I know at least for me where it's like, oh, seasons come, I have to do this epic clean. But wouldn't life feel so much lighter if we, just as, you know, we incorporate our daily physical activity practice or how we feed ourselves or how we, you know, find our spirituality, adding in this idea of daily organization, you know, because if I love this little step of, you know, the 10 minutes each day, because I know when I have that bag that I haven't put away, or this, the last, like, sometimes, like, the socks are the things I dread folding and putting back. And so they'll just, like, pile up. But that is energy itself. When I don't do it, or when I'm staring at the bag that needs to be put away, it's almost more taking more of my energy away than,
yes,
than just putting it away.
Yep.
Would, right?
Yep. So much energy, I feel like, is drained that way when you just kind of keep telling yourself, like, oh, I should be doing that, I should be doing that, and you're not doing it. And typically I find what happens when you just do it is it's so much easier than you thought, like than you built it up in your head. You know, it doesn't take as long and it's a lot easier.
Now, I've heard things, you know, when it comes to organization, that people will feel humongous physical effects, you know, where when they bring it into their life, whether it be releasing weight or, you know, even breaking out in terms of like they break out and then their skin clears because they've cleared the clutter in their own life. Have you seen this happen with your clients or on a personal level?
Yeah. And I think actually one of the things that I've been seeing a lot of lately, definitely, I think that there's physical things that happen. And I also have been seeing lately a lot of like moving forward with businesses, or moving forward with a lot of, lately I've been finding that I've been working with a lot of women who, want some support in getting these areas in their homes in order. And one of the big things that it includes is like craft projects and craft supplies. And so I really see this, pattern happening where, women are kind of like holding themselves back from receiving like the nourishment that they receive by being creative. And so I think that that's like so much fun to get into that. And I see that a lot opens up for women when they can tap into that creativity on a regular basis.
Now, in the opposite spectrum, but not really.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, if I'm getting anxious just thinking about it, like if I were to have you come over as like this holistic organizational coach, mm-hmm. I think right away as I open my closet, I'd feel shame. Like I'd feel like ashamed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so much more of a tender thing than you'd even think, right? And so do you lead in a very, obviously I know you, so you're coming from a very non-judgmental place, but do you see it go deeper than just, okay, we're here to organize your closet?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. And I do see that a lot, you know, where people do feel that like embarrassment and shame. But the thing is, it's actually really interesting because I'm reading Brené Brown's work right now, which I'm totally fascinated by. I mean, I think it is just, you know, really important to be doing this work, to be really empathetic and nurturing and just, you know, helping someone through this process, which is why I feel like it goes so well. The work of organizing goes so well along with my coaching, because we really do end up getting into a lot of deeper things sometimes. You know, it could be anything from, oh gosh, so many things come up. And it usually does go a lot deeper. Even recently I had a conversation, with my mom, and I feel like I'm hoping she's okay with me talking about this. I'm sure she will be.
Too late.
But just like, she's always saved all of our toys and things and, you know, really wanted to make sure that like we had things that we might want one day. And we just had this conversation about how, you know, she was just really has held on to this moment from her childhood when her mom like threw out this doll that she loved. And it's like, so if, you know, it goes back to that kind of stuff sometimes where it's like this moment from childhood or this moment from so long ago when something really hurtful or painful might've happened. And I think that's where the coaching really helps, because if you feel like you're in a safe environment to not only share you know, maybe your closet that you might feel like a little bit ashamed is a little messy, but some of those deeper stories, then you can release them and then like move forward and, you know, really be present to what's happening in your life right now and what you want to come into your life next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, and it, right. There's so much. I mean, the metaphor in itself is like very powerful when you're thinking about your closet and what you can be hiding in there, right? You know, where with what I work with when in terms of body image, you know, I know so many women who keep, you know, old outfits they used to love, right? In hope that their body will go back to a time, right? And that energy too, like, first of all, usually that favorite thing is by the time, you know, you've come to peace with your body and are feeling better, if you choose to, it's out of style, or, you know,
or it's not you anymore. It's not your style because you evolved too.
Exactly. And so that hanging there is a constant reminder that can sometimes, you know, place shame or guilt that doesn't need to be there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see the where having the coaching process through some of these items and, you know, can be so beneficial, right? Where it's not just here's what I'm keeping, here's what I'm not. It's I'm keeping this because of this, and this is why. And I'm letting this go because I know I need to, but it's bringing this up for me. And I think that, you know, it's such a cathartic process. I'm sure it is. When we get back, I want to learn some of your favorite projects that you work on with your clients and maybe some more tips that we can work on together. All right.
Great.
We'll be right back with Katie Couratore and Shine On Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
Like the bed has to be made every day for me before I can start my day, because energetically that just sets off my day. It finishes one chapter of sleep and starts my next chapter of being awake in that next day for me. So we've been, you know, really diving into the power that is organization and creating sacred space and how your environment can create well-being. So Katie, what are some of your favorite projects to work on with your clients and maybe something we can try on with ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's interesting what you just said, Kelly, about making your bed and how that like helps you to move from one space to the next in your day and in your life. And I think that is something that I also do. But I think that the bigger one for me is the kitchen. For some reason, it's like the thing that will really like set me off to like a not such a great start is if the kitchen isn't cleaned from the night before, because then it feels like I'm sort of like catching up from the day before instead of like moving into like, how do I want to nourish myself this morning? And how do I want to, you know, what do I want to make myself for lunch? Or what am I going to create to nourish myself for dinner. So that's one area I really love to get into. And it's actually a big part of why I got into this to begin with. I can remember actually having a really interesting conversation with my mom's aunt, Maureen, and a few years ago. It must have been when I had first moved into the city. And she was just talking about, I was complaining, I think, to her about how small my kitchen was and that, like, I basically have, like, you know, toy size appliances, like, I, you know, the typical New York City apartment, and how I just, like, really wanted, was looking forward to one day having a bigger space so that I could cook more and learn how to cook more. And she just, like, shot that down right away because she was telling me about her mother who, you know, lived in Queens, actually, which is not, like, super close to where I live right now, which is funny, her whole life, and had this tiny kitchen and made amazing things all of the time. And so that was really interesting for me. So that's one tip I would absolutely, you know, give to listeners or to anyone that I work with, is just, like, really looking at your mindset when it comes to your space as well. So kitchens are something that I really love to work on. I think that if your kitchen is set up for you to just enjoy being in it, whether that means, you know, how it's, that it's well organized and you can get to the things, you know, that you need in order to make healthy meals, or, you know, if that means some, putting some candles on the table and having, like, to have a nice dinner, or, you know, playing music while you cook, or grabbing some friends and, like, making it, you know, a night of it together. I think that kitchens are super important and something I just really love to get into. Women's wardrobes, I love working into. I know we touched on that a little bit, but I have always just really felt really connected to clothing since I was a little girl. I can remember kind of, like, always choosing outfits and, like, naming my outfits. And I think that now, like, I really feel like clothing has an enormous power to shape our energy and, like, to create a reflection of who we are in the world. And, you know, I've noticed in my own life that I've had some struggle, you know, with my wardrobe in terms of letting things go, not just in the area of, like, are they fitting or not, but also in that I'm working in an entirely different way right now than I was at the beginning of my career. So I found myself really holding on to all of these clothes and telling myself it was because they're these beautiful designer things that I don't know if I could afford if I got rid of. But truthfully, it was, you know, letting go of my identity as, you know, a professional, a fashion professional, and, you know, the PR girl that I was before, and, like, letting that go in order to embrace, you know, who I am now and who I'm becoming. And that was really emotional and challenging for me. And it's something I'm actually even still, you know, working through in terms of, like, this is sitting in my closet. Why is it sitting here? I really don't need it. But, like, having a hard time letting go of that. So yeah. I empathize with my clients because it's something that I work through at the same time. And I think that's a big part of why I'm doing the work I'm doing too.
Yeah. You know, again, another thing that's, like, so hitting me right now, just listening to you speak, it's so tied to your identity because, you know, the way that you decorate and the way you dress yourself and the way that your kitchen is set up, you know, the kitchen really hits home to me too, because, you know, when it comes to my self-healing, my relationship to food, as well as my clients, it's like, yeah, make that space really conducive to working for you, and feeling safe and feeling comforting and feeling, you know, deeper than just the idea of what a kitchen, you know, is, but, you know, make that space, you know, like, I've heard, you know, the founder of our school, Institute of Integrative Nutrition, Joshua Rosenthal, he said something like, you know, I take all the cabinets, the doors off the cabinets, just so everything's open and easier for me to see. And, you know, and food is actually, you know, the way it's a kind of like living pop art, very Warhol, right? Where, yeah, in, you know, instead of looking at, you know, white wooden planks as our cabinets, we have all this array of beautiful, welcoming foods that you want to go into your kitchen and explore. And that is part of our identity. So it goes so much deeper than just, you know, when we think about organization. So, you know, to that point, what is the point of least resistance, let's say, where people can start organizing their lives, where it doesn't seem like this dreadful, oh, I have to get organized type thing? Where do we start and maybe find the fun, find the celebration in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I love the quote from Teddy Roosevelt. This is like essentially what I feel like a big part of my business comes down to. When he said, do what you can where you are with what you have.
And say that again. Do what you can
where you are with what you have.
Got it.
And I really find that so many people that I work with, the first thing that they think that I'm going to tell them is what they need to buy. And I don't really think that you necessarily need to buy anything. Mm. I think the first step is really being aware of your environment and your energy. So that's the first thing. You can't really go any further forward until you know how things are affecting you and what's, you know, like really, and sort of like creating a vision for then what you want. And just being aware of your energy, because your energy doesn't lie. So, you know, if you know that, you know, you're getting really frustrated around dinner time, you know, let's look at the kitchen and let's see what might not be working for you. Or if you're not getting sleep, like, let's look at how your bedroom is set up and, you know, what your routines are around the evening and in the morning. Another thing I think that is a great tip, my friend Lottie Ryan actually just wrote a post about this, is this idea of looking at things like, I could do this rather than I should do this. So instead of like, for me right now, the thing, I'll be totally transparent, that's stressing me out is my hall closet that I haven't gotten to in a while, and there's some stuff building up in there. So instead of saying like, I should be cleaning that closet out, like I should be getting rid of the stuff in there, it should be more organized, I'm a professional organizer, like, you know, beating myself up about it, making it instead like, well, I could do that. You know, I could, it's a choice. And when you like, that energy is like so different than like beating yourself up about something, but rather giving yourself the choice that you can organize or you don't have to. And then deciding like, well, if I could do it, like, how could I do it? You know, I could do it by myself. I could do it with Chris. I could invite a friend over and have them help me with it. I could put some music on. Like, I could put a podcast on that I've been wanting to listen to. I could call someone while I do it. Like, there's so many different options. And, you know, in order to make the environment fun and enjoyable while you're doing it also. So like, what is exciting for you? You know, what kind of music do you like to listen to? I usually put on a diffuser with some essential oils. I love essential oils. And I'll put on a diffuser with a cleansing and energizing blend, like some wild orange or peppermint. Mm. So just making the environment pleasing, like, and fun.
You know, and I think that's a great place to circle everything together. And I feel is a very consistent theme with everybody who comes onto the show. And it's this idea of choice and this idea of how you want to handle or react or perceive to this task that might be ahead of you. It's not should, I should be, the guilt, the shame, the blame. It's, you know, I could, you know, maybe I'll do it in this way. And it's so much lighter of an energy.
Yes.
And the same thing with food. You know, it's like, it's not, I shouldn't be eating that. I shouldn't, you know, or I can't have that. It's, you know, listen, I can have anything I want, but maybe I don't want that, you know, and it's a different choice. All right.
Yeah.
Katie, oh my goodness. I have to wrap up the show. Why?
Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun.
Oh, good. And you're a total rock star. Tell us again where we can contact you.
Yes, you can email me at wellnesswithkatie@gmail.com to get in touch. And if you would like some help with organizing, I'd love to talk to you. And then also you can find me on social media at Katie Coratori Health and Wellness on Facebook and at Katie Coratori on Instagram. And I'll be doing a road trip this summer and taking all of the wellness and organization on the road and being energized all over the country. So I'll also be doing workshops. So follow along there for all the fun.
Definitely go find Katie, and I'll see you all next week on Shine On Radio. You can find me at shineonwithkelly.com. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everyone. Shine on.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.